All right. I want to transition here. Carol, can I have you read again? You did just a great job earlier. Let's read Philippians 4, 2 through 9.
Oh, here come all the fancy names.
Oh, yeah.
I entreat Yodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. And I ask you also, true yoke fellow, help those women, for they have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the Lord God of peace will be with you.
Awesome. Thank you. So what Paul's doing here is he's giving kind of a metric for what a Christian life should look like. He's giving marks of a Christian. But if you're out looking at a Christian, these are the things that you should be seeing, is kind of what he's doing here in these verses. But before he gets to that, he mentions something that that's going to get. Okay. So I want to just read this little section. Hopefully everyone see this.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So conflict is best dealt with sooner rather than later. I'm a big believer in that. I love conflict. It's my favorite thing.
Well, solid.
I seriously love it. Here's my motto. I say it all the time to the elders. Conflict is inevitable. Enemies are optional. Deal with by the way, that's a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, so I lifted that from somebody else. But it's a good one. Conflict is not a sin, but it must be dealt with quickly. It cannot sit and hide in the shadows. Notice what Paul does here. Paul basically publicly names two people that need to sharpen up and do better. Paul mentions by name two individuals. Thank you, Carol. Good effort on those names. Euodia and Syntyche. And they had a falling out, we think. Something happened. We don't know what that rift is. It is significant to see when there was a quarrel in the church of Philippi, Paul mobilized the whole resources of the church to mend it. He pulled out all the stops. He encourages everyone to go at work to kill that thing, to get it going. Paul thought no effort too great to maintain the peace of the church. A quarreling church is not a church at all. Christ is shut out. No person can be at peace with God but quarreling with his or her neighbor. How do you feel about that? Those are strong words there. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Where are you at?
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Now we want to get to this point. This is funny. As I think of these two ladies, how embarrassing moment for these two ladies. All we know about these two ladies, this is it, about Euodia and Syntyche. We know nothing about them. All we know is that they were in conflict. These two are forever known as breakers of the peace.
Wow.
Now to our question. Suppose our life was to be summed up in one sentence. What would that sentence be? Don't you feel bad about these two women? Forever, in all of time, they're known as kind of bad apples.
Yeah.
What if your life was summed up into one sentence? What would you want that to look like?
Bringers of peace.
Okay. Bringers of peace. Anybody else want to comment on that? Or
I guess I would remind them of Matthew 18.
Yep.
Go directly to the person, not gossip about someone else.
Correct.
Is not easy to do, I'm sure. But I think that Matthew 18 has been pretty meaningful for me.
Yep. I think too often in our church, and I'm guilty of this more than anyone else, I don't want to be a proclaimer of a perfect person on this issue, but what I notice is, and me being, you know, sometimes what we tend to do is kind of let it just ride, thinking, yeah, it'll get better in the future. It'll get better. And we don't deal with it. Paul is kind of an example here of get it figured out, you know, get it figured out.
Do we ever find out whether these two ladies resolve it? It'd be helpful to know.
Yes, it's found in Philippians chapter. It's found in the second book of Philippians, which we've never found. Okay. I just want to challenge us, you know, just to be thinking about if there was one sentence that mentions us, what would it be? What a terrible thing for these two ladies, forever thought of as breakers of the peace. Okay. When I see a Christian, I see blank. Let's get to that one. Anyone want to share?
Kindness.
Kindness. Thanks, John.
Empathy.
Mm-hmm. Empathy.
At peace with their circumstances.
Good. Rick says love.
Good and faithful servant.
Good and faithful servant. All right, good.